You are a wonder. Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 548, and it is part 14 of our current series based on Psalm 139. Today we're in verse 14, my favorite verse in this psalm. It reads, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. I praise you, the psalmist says. That phrase, I praise you, is an acknowledgement that the wonder of the personal connects to the wonder of the creation as a whole. As amazing as the planets, the oceans, and the mountains may be, you and I are just as wonderful. Consider God's incredible craftsmanship in making you. It is right to rejoice over who you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You might lament who you would like to be or prefer to be, but that does God a disservice. We cannot all be athletic or intellectually gifted or whatever it is that you admire in others that you don't have. However, without you, one of God's wonders, the world would be a poorer place. Rejoice today in your time of quiet with God. Why not rejoice in who you have been made and just enjoy praising God for that? David states that he knows these facts very well, full well. He has a wholehearted conviction about his wonderfulness, as well as the wonderfulness of the whole of creation, and that causes him to praise God. The way you have been made is terrifying, in a sense. You are a wonder. I mean, can you say that to yourself before God? Maybe try it in your time with God today. Try saying, God, I am a wonder. You are a wonder, God, the wonder of wonders, but I am one of your wonders. I am a wonder. The wonder of humankind created by God is, you could say, prime wonder or wonder 0.0. We are the original wonders. So where is Jesus in this? Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Now, this helps us because sometimes you may consider that your humanity and your sin have made you less than a wonder in God's eyes. However, what we learn from this is that the cross, Jesus on the cross, has placed you in him. Through his death and resurrection, he makes it possible for us to live as God intended, fully reconciled to him. And because of that, God views you as being just as wonderful as his son. So are you confident in your wonderfulness? Do you trust that you are one of God's wonders? What helps you to believe this when you fall short of Christ-like behavior? What you might like to do to help with this is look up a gospel passage where Jesus engages lovingly with somebody who's marginalized by society because of their lifestyle. Put yourself in their shoes. Imagine how they felt in the presence of Jesus accepting them. And then take that to God and praise him for it. Next time, we're going to go on to verses 15 and 16. And by the way, I'm planning a spiritual experience day based on Psalm 139 in the spring of 2025. So if you'd be interested, please email me at malcolm@malcolmcox.org and you can help shape the day yourself. I'd like to know your thoughts on it. Please pass the link to this recording on to anybody you think might benefit. And I hope and pray that you today will live life fully convinced that you are one of God's wonders. You, my friend, are a wonder. Take care and God bless.